Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio. So, you mentioned earlier about the love affair that we all had with the Mets this year and how that may affect the offseason. And I really do believe that David Stearns is someone that, of course, got wrapped up into all of this as well. I mean, you saw him in the champagne celebrations and talking about the team and how special they were and how much he loved them. And, you know, Francisco Lindor having one of the best seasons in history, in Mets history, offensive seasons from a position player, all this stuff. But I don't think that he's going to dole out contracts based on nostalgia of the 2024 Mets. No way, no how.
Totally glad to hear that, because general managers have to be ruthless and they have to, you know, basically go through the entire roster. They got to look at how much players want, how old they are, what is the predictive analytics as to whether or not they're on the decline or they're on the upswing. There are a couple teams around here that have gone through this. The Giants went through it in Brian Daboll's rookie year as a head coach, and they decided to run it back. And they made some changes, but they decided to give Daniel Jones the contract. They decided to keep Saquon Barkley for a year. Mm. And all of those decisions worked out to not lead them back to the playoffs. In other words, they were emotional, and I'm sure the owner was involved in some of those decisions. Has to be, because of the amount of money that was being paid and offered. How about the Knicks? The Knicks were a team we all fell in love with last year.
Yeah.
Every single one of us. We loved the way that they played. And unfortunately, a number of key players got hurt. And those key players, when they got hurt, obviously gave opportunities to other players. But did we think that that team that was on the court last year had a chance to win a championship the way they were constructed?
No, I thought that their ceiling was the Eastern Conference Finals. They didn't make it there because of injury, but no, I did not believe that they were good enough to get past the Celtics or then beat a team in the West, which would have been fine, you know, if they would have gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals and lost with the trajectory that they were on. And the Knicks believed the same thing, that they needed to shake it up in order to be one of the teams that could really compete. And they are. I mean, they're on paper, a top three favored team to win an NBA title.
By the way, not one of their five starters is a draft pick.
Yeah, that's right.
They're all new players, and the Knicks felt they had an opportunity to go get Karl Anthony Towns. Whether you like him or you don't, tonight starts a run with a new group of players. And they paid OG Anunoby. They traded for Mikal Bridges, who, by the way, had a terrible preseason.
Yeah.
And they also have Karl Anthony Towns now in the starting lineup. So when you look at that and you say to yourself, you know, that's a pretty damn good team on paper, but they have to bring it together as a team. Now, I think that's what Jalen Brunson will do. Mm. That's Jalen Brunson's job as the unquestioned leader of the team, the face of the franchise, if you will, because the NBA loves to have that kind of crap be associated with certain players. He's a great teammate. And he will get everybody involved, and he'll handle things right out of the get-go. I'm not worried about that. They may win tonight. They may lose tonight. It's going to take probably a good 20 games for this group to really figure each other out. But I like what they did, and I got to stand here and say that this is what the Mets need to do.
Yeah, and so David Stearns, I think, as much as a Met fan as he has been, looks at Pete Alonso not as
the polar bear who hit the home run to save their season in Milwaukee and hit the home run to get the scoring start in Game 5 of the NLCS. He looks at Pete Alonso, who is in his 30s, had a down year and is probably declining and is going to have an agent that's going to squeeze out as much money as possible, and he doesn't want to commit that. Now, there probably is a deal in term and money that David Stearns would say yes to with Pete Alonso. But it's not going to be something that he is going to like or Scott Boras is going to like.
They already offered him. He's not going to get paid what Freddie Freeman and Matt Olson are getting paid.
Absolutely not.
That's for sure. So here's I had a dream last night.
Ooh.
And you know when I dream about baseball and I dream about baseball players and the uniforms that I see them in, I got a great one for you.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
You know how the Yankees had this cakewalk all the way to the World Series?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I knew this was going to be the way it was going down. You know, obviously watching them in July and August when all mm-hmm. the Yankee fans were jumping off the ship and
That's
firing
right.
everybody else. I'm like, hey, calm down. They're going to the World Series. Let's say they lose Juan Soto to the Mets.
Okay.
Because Steve Cohen says, we got to have Juan Soto. And David Stern says, we got to have Juan Soto. Juan Soto, Juan Soto. We can't get enough of Juan Soto.
Juan Soto!
Right. And Al would love that. If I'm the Yankees, this is what I do in reaction to that. I go get Alex Bregman, put him at third base. I let Gleyber Torres walk. Mm. I put Jazz Chisholm at second base.
Okay.
And then I sign Pete Alonso as the first baseman because they're not going to bring back Anthony Rizzo.
Wow.
So
that was your dream?
So yeah, I had a dream that Pete was playing first base for the Yankees. And Bregman was playing third base for the Yankees.
Let me tell you something. The Yankee fan, if they don't win the World Series,
yes,
and they go into an offseason where they lose Soto to the Mets and then sign Pete Alonso, that's a pitchfork spot.
That's a three-year deal for Alonso.
That's a pitchfork spot.
Three-year deal for Alonso. He's in that lineup. He's in Yankee Stadium. Mm. Bregman's the third baseman. Mm. And you're paying. Mm-mm. You're not paying nearly as Mm-mm. much money for those two corner infielders mm-hmm. as you would be paying for your right fielder.
See, I don't think you have the finger on the pulse of the Yankee fan, my friend.
I just had a dream. I'm telling you. I had a dream. I dreamt it, and I brought it to you.
Not only are they bringing in Pete Alonso, losing Juan Soto, but now you're going to pluck from the enemy in the Houston Astros and Bregman. I mean,
we'll get over it. Get over it.
I don't know. I don't know.
Guy's a winner.
That would be fascinating. So, I mean,
I'm just saying, like, if they lose Soto, they have to turn and do something.
Yeah.
They can't do nothing. They have to, and, you know, they're probably going to lose Gleyber. I mean, I don't know. Gleyber has been great in the postseason. It's been awesome. And maybe he's made people forget about some of the gaffes that he has had over the last couple of years. I don't know.
So, another guy that is going to be in the situation, he's got a player option for next year. He should turn it down after the season that he had. He will turn it down. Is Sean Manaea. And if Sean Manaea came back, I'd love it. He great guy, was really good for the Mets, but David Stearns is probably thinking,
he ain't getting 4 years, $25 million.
A year, right? You know, he's looking at a guy who pitched all these innings. You know, he found him in a perfect spot last year, got him in here, it worked. But he's probably thinking, man, go get your contract somewhere else. I just can't take the risk that you're going to be as good, especially with the wear and tear that you've seen.
But again, maybe it's a 2 year deal. You know, and something that's reasonable, I could see. But I don't see, like, if somebody's going to go and give him a 4 or 5 year deal, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, how he builds this rotation will be.
He's got two, at least two starters right now.
Yeah,
he's got Peterson and he's got Senga.
That's right. And what's the Quintana deal look like?
Maybe he has Quintana back. But those two guys are definitely going to be back.
Yep. So Jose Quintana is a free agent.
There you go.
So, yeah, this was only a 2 year deal, not a 3 year deal. Yeah. And you know what? Whatever he does, I'm not going to criticize before I see the guy's pitch because that's all I did in the offseason was say, man, just scrap
criticize,
heap guys.
Criticize.
Scrap heap guys, what I was saying.
Right. So basically right now, you got Phil Maton has, that's probably a club option, so he's gone. Sean Manaea's got obviously the player option. Diaz is going to be here. Senga's going to be here. Looks like most likely McNeil, Nimmo, Marte and Lindor are all here. Then obviously, then you get into the baseball contract situations.
Arbitration
and all that other stuff. I mean, Alvarez, Acuna, they'll all be here, of course. Vientos will be here. Yeah, I mean, like, it's like starting all over again.
It's not like starting all over again.
I mean, with the starting rotation, it is.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what he ends up doing.
But did you know, so you don't like my dream?
No, I, well, I...
you know, Juan Soto is taking the most amount of money that he possibly get. I don't want to hear about... Could you imagine? Here are the Yankees. They're worth, what, $8 billion? Oh, are you going to take a hometown discount? My ass, hometown discount.
Yeah, no way. No way.
No way is right. I mean, how much are these World Series tickets going to cost?
Insane amounts. Like, if Juan Soto got offered the most amount of money from LIV Golf to be John Rahm's caddy, he'd be out there. He'd be like...
I agree.
A seven iron to me, John.
I agree. Didn't he turn down a huge contract from the San Diego Padres?
And the Nationals back in the day.
Yeah, and this guy has been pushing the envelope to make back
for
the money.
For this day, for yeah, this offseason.
To make back the money that he has already turned down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then some.
And he's seeing $700 million, $600 million. He's seeing all this stuff.
Well,
$500
million. I read where John Heyman says it's going to be north of $600 million. He's an insider.
He's an insider, that John Heyman. Let's go to Richie in Whitestone. What's going on, Richie?
Hey, GLA Boomer. Good morning, guys.
All right,
good
what's
morning.
Happening, Richie? What's going on?
Not so much. I'm from Whitestone, in the shadows of Shea Stadium and Citi Field. I'm a growing-up Yankee fan. And just watching Game 6 and Luis Rojas sending Torres around third in that first inning, I wanted to, like, I didn't know what he was doing. And I was just wondering if he can get fired, or not fired, but somehow replaced before the World Series.
Come on, Richie, you're going into the World Series. We can't be talking about firing third base coaches.
I mean,
and quite frankly, you know, they usually say early in games, make them throw the ball.
Yeah, of
course. That's all.
Make them make a play.
Make them make a play. And most of the time, you know, the play doesn't get made. You're going to fire the third base coach on the eve of the freaking World Series.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the tickets, too, by the way, with it being the Dodgers and the Yankees. I mean, so Major League Baseball controls the face value tickets in each of these series, so it's not like the teams are jacking it up. It's always been whatever it is. But
costs more, that or the Ryder Cup?
The secondary market, well, it depends. I mean, the Ryder Cup's like a single entry type of thing, right, where there's tiers in a stadium of what you're paying. But I'm sure that the secondary market for these games, both in L.A. and at Yankee Stadium, are going to be insanity. Like things we have never,
yes,
numbers
exactly.
We have not
especially,
seen.
Especially if it goes to a game seven. That would be amazing. Mike in Goshen, Connecticut. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Boomer and Gio? How you guys doing?
All right, man. How you doing today, Mike? You in a good mood?
Good. Yeah. Just a question for you, Boomer. So how much money did you actually place on the Jets to either make the playoffs or win the Super Bowl?
Oh, I got 10 large on them making the playoffs.
Oh, he's gone?
I guess he's gone.
Well, you know what?
I don't have 10 large on them making the playoffs. What I'm trying to do is give you a perspective of how I would be thinking if I were in that locker room.
And by the way,
I know that sounds like, it sounds... I don't know, I guess phony or fake or whatever, but if I were in the locker room right now, I would be imploring my teammates that we are not out of it.
And I'll tell you a couple of things. One, I know you didn't put 10,000 on it. Mad Dog Russo did put 10,000 on there over. And if you know anything about gamblers, if he did put money on the Jets to make the playoffs, you'd be screaming and yelling and crushing them. Because that's the way it generally works with gamblers. You know, if the team you bet on is stinking up the joint, you're not being positive about it. You're killing them going, you losers!
All right, let me ask you one question right here.
Yeah.
And maybe we can find him where he is right now. He's probably sleeping, and as Al would say, he's probably boring. What is the one thing that I love to have in my hands after a round of golf?
Wally Cash.
Yes. So Wally Szczerbiak made a bet with 10 different guys in his life for $100 that the Jets are not going to the playoffs.
Before the season.
Before the season. And this is the only way he could get money back from me, I guess he thinks. So I said, I'll put a hundy on the Jets making the playoffs.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do have a $100 bet with Wally. I get so much Wally cash, it's unbelievable. I'm playing with his money. It's like Monopoly money.
Sure. Yeah. House money, Wally money, same thing.
Right. I mean, it is the morning of the Knicks opening game tonight against the Boston Celtics.
You and Al handle that.
You would think that Al would reach out to Wally.
You and Al handle
scouting
it.
Report on the Knicks and the Jets, since he's all over the Jets.
You guys could talk about that. You want to do it? It's fine with me. You know me. I love Wally. I mean, Al. You know, he thinks.
What is this with Wally?
Talking to break.
Yeah, we're Boomer, talking to break, all right?
All right, Boomer and Gio on the fan.
Get Wally on the horn. Get him on the horn.
He's not available.
You're boring. You suck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry is back, and he's got a sports update. What's up, Jerry?
Morning, brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Two Monday night games last night, the biggest of the two, I would think. You would call the Ravens and the Bucks, and it was all Baltimore after a quick start from Tampa.
On 2nd and 17, Lamar to throw. Going deep, near side. He's got Bateman open at the five. Touchdown, Rashad Bateman, and the Ravens strike again. 49 yards from Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, who had himself a hell of a night. That was Ravens radio with the call. Rashad Bateman, also a big night. 4 catches, 121 in that score. 2 touchdown catches for Mark Andrews. 41-31 the final for Baltimore after they were trailing 10-0. Here was Lamar Jackson. He was outstanding. 17 of 22, 281. 5 touchdown passes. He says, I'm locked in on one thing. That's Super Bowl ring.
I'm chasing something right now. So each and every game is going to be same thing for me. Like, I'm going to be the same person. Every game I'm trying to win.
And we mentioned.
Now, I would say that this is his greatest game ever.
5 touchdowns, no picks. Hard to argue.
I mean, and plus he was running the ball and it was just, they're so difficult to defend. I mean, they have weapons all over the field. Derrick Henry had over 160 yards rushing last night. I mean, that is complimentary football at its finest. Because their defense, I don't think their defense is all that great. I think it's okay, But their offenses, man, just absolutely steamrolling teams.
Yeah, pretty impressive for sure. Here was Mark Andrews from 0-2. I don't know, he was injured in the very beginning, but they're now 5-2.
After those two losses, you know, just going to work and focusing on, you know, how we can be better. Because we knew we were on the cusp of, you know, kind of turning things over and being efficient and playing good ball. And it's just the little things of football, you know, not making the mistakes.
In terms of, you mentioned Henry, it was 15 carries for 169. The Bucs with the loss, 4-3. Baker Mayfield, 370, three touchdowns, two picks. Chris Godwin carted off the field with an ankle injury with about a minute 10 to go, I guess it was.
Dislocated ankle. That's what Todd Bowles said after the game.
Here was Bowles asked very quickly when he got to the podium, why was he still playing at that point?
He's a player. We're trying to win the ball game. I mean, we were still down 10. We're trying to get extra points and kick another onside kick. It just happened.
It just happened. Then he went on to say other guys were playing too. He was the one that got hurt, though. So sucks for him for sure. Don't know the severity of that in terms of how much time he will miss. The other Monday night game, not quite as a touchdown fest, if you will. The Cardinals beat the Chargers 17-15, but there were a couple of touchdowns along the way.
Murray under center, trying to pay off this drive with a touchdown. Back to throw off play action. Deep in the pocket, stepping up, moving left, taking off, running far side, 45-40. Gets past the defender at the 30. Far side, 20. He will walk in. 10-5. Touchdown. Kyler Murray, a 44-yard touchdown run.
And that was Cardinals radio with the call. He also had a touchdown throw in this game, but it also came down to Chad Ryland from 32 yards out as time expired. Cardinals beat the Chargers 17-15. Here was Murray. Big, big win for sure.
To go 3-4 instead of 2-5, be right there in the division. Just, you know, one game at a time, one day at a time. And we know where this puts us, but at the same time, you know, we can't look too far ahead. Obviously, like I said, we got to stay locked into the process.
Locked into the process. That's it. Win one game that's next up on the schedule. For Jim Harbaugh, that's a tough loss. Chargers falling, despite the fact that Justin Herbert threw for 349. But we're good.
Nelson Mandela, man, said, I don't lose. I either win or I learn.
And so they learned. They're not losers. They didn't win, but they learned.
He invoked Nelson Mandela.
He invoked Nelson Mandela.
I mean, it's Cardinals Chargers, man. I think apartheid was a bigger deal. But thanks, Coach.
Yeah, there were a couple of interesting takes, yes, yesterday. That was one of them. You also had an ESPN, Booger McFarland, talking about box scores, I guess.
There's an old saying I learned a long time ago. Stats are like bikinis. They show some things, but not all things.
Mm, yeah, yeah. Then there's Marcus Spears talking about the Ravens run game.
You know when you got kids and you're married, right, you get the nanny. And the nanny is the one that affords you to have one-on-one time with your significant other. And that's what Derrick Henry doing for these wide receivers.
Unless the nanny hotter than your wife. And then you got a problem on your hands.
Look at him, man. So flat. Did you realize it was going to be that funny?
No.
Oh, that was pretty good. The Jets make us laugh from time to time, and their game the other night was not great. Hassan Reddick, though, back with the team. I shouldn't say back with the team. Ends his holdout. Here's interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich. How will Reddick help going forward?
It's another, like, real productive speed element from our rush package. So excited about adding him to the fold.
One guy that's not excited about the Jets because of their owner is Bill Belichick. I know, G, you referenced this earlier. He was on McAfee yesterday.
I just don't understand the head coaching move, that's all. But, I mean, the Jets are the Jets, and, you know, Woody's Woody, so Woody's Woody.
Man, guy's just an idiot. Like, I'm just waiting for him to say that, you know?
It's coming. It might. So you talk about guys talking about the Jets and how they really feel. So Joe B. did his 4 o'clock spot yesterday with Evan and Tiki.
So he was just, before you get into this, he was mad because they told him his segment was going to be on Football Night in America between 7:45 and 8:15. And it was not on then. It was on at 7 o'clock. And he goes, he was blaming the liberal leanings of NBC on this. Apparently.
He said, I should have known because it was NBC and they don't tell the truth a lot. I should have known. But anyway, they did play it. It was just earlier than they said.
He realized that it was not 60 minutes.
It's incredible.
So, so they recorded him,
yeah,
and then they were going to use it in the open, I guess is what
you're
saying.
But they ended up using it. They just used it earlier than they all expected.
Right.
So
Sean Winters told me that the same thing. He's like, hey, watch between 7:45 and 8:15. This thing's going to happen. So that's what they told him, and they put it on at 7 o'clock.
Aha.
And then he, you know, Joe probably missed it because he's got like a, you know, the rabbit ears in his house probably. You know, he doesn't have any sort of...
Either that there or still watching San Francisco and Kansas City.
Yeah, true.
Probably.
Yeah, it could be. So just he takes apart the team one by one, Aaron Rodgers.
Another game.
He throws this horrible pick into triple coverage. Where the hell is he throwing the ball?
There's Garrett Wilson.
And then Garrett Wilson, you know, I don't want to hear about Garrett Wilson anymore. You know, you want to be a big-time receiver in this league, you can't do what you did. Catch the damn ball.
Greg Zuerlein.
And then Zuerlein's got to go. That's it. I'm done. Zuerlein's done.
Get him out. Then there's Sauce Gardner.
Sauce is the most overrated corner in the game.
Then there's the defensive line.
Their defensive line is brutal. Solomon Thomas, Michael Clemens, Kinlaw, they all stink.
The coach.
His coach looks like he's way over his head.
Well, they got worse.
Right. He looks like he's deer in the headlights.
Other than all that, things are going great with the Jets. So,
yeah. It's another Joe Beningo playbook thing. Like when it's a guy who's supposed to be the guy and he's not getting it done, you know, no matter what position it is. I mean, can you get a sack every once in a while? You know, it was the Quinnen Williams thing. Quinnen Williams, the most overrated guy. Can you get a sack once in a while? Garrett Wilson, can you score like 2 touchdowns in a game? Can you do that? Is that possible for you to do that? Are you capable of this? Can you throw for over 300 yards? Can you still do that?
See, these are the things that Aaron Rodgers is talking about.
Yeah.
Stop listening to that. It's almost impossible. You can't.
It's everywhere. It's just everywhere.
You can't escape it. There's not here anyway. Giants Steelers Monday night. Brian Daboll. So we talked about this Deontay Banks video that's out there. You saw it live. A lot didn't. A lot have seen it now on social media. Here was Brian Daboll. He was asked about the lack of effort on that specific play.
You know, something that yesterday I said has been addressed. We'll address that privately and, get that better.
And I'm saying on that specific play, there's actually a couple of them that are on social media that show similar lack of effort, if you will. Not so much not going after the one play with Jalen Hurts, but there's another where he doesn't get involved in a tackle. I think it might have been Kenneth Gainwell, whoever it was, like kept pushing the pile and he's just watching. So not great. Here was Tiki Barber on his show. If that's the effort, get him out of here is essentially what he's saying.
I don't care what you have to do. You cannot play on my team if you're going to do that BS.
So he's right. That's how you got to hold people accountable. I mean, you can bring him in and you can talk to him privately, which is Brian's nature, and that's what he wants to do because he doesn't have to say anything publicly because the videos speak for themselves.
Sure.
And then all of the criticism that comes along with those videos speak for themselves, and then that young man has got to face his teammates in that locker room, especially those defensive teammates.
Well, we'll see if his playing time gets cut into on Monday night against the Steelers because, I mean, that's one way. Sit him down, go, listen, you're not playing until you get your crap together.
You put that stuff on tape, everybody sees it. And that means if you're on the field, people are going to be coming at you. And if you're not on the field, it's because of what you put on tape.
Wide receiver for the Niners, Brandon Ayuk, it's not good. It is a torn ACL. His season is over. So there's a case where he got his I mean, not that anything's good, but if you want a silver lining, he did get paid before this happened. So his season's done.
I saw one of the funnier memes or videos or whatever yesterday because you know how Deebo Samuel had an illness and Brandon Ayuk tore his ACL. And it said Ayuk and Samuel in the same hospital together. And it was the scene where Forrest Gump had been shot in the butt and Lieutenant Dan lost his legs. And Forrest Gump goes, "You want some ice cream?" Because, you know, one guy's like going to be better in 2 days and the other guy's like done for the year.
But Debo's got pneumonia, though.
It Lieutenant Dan, he's waving the vanilla cone in his face.
Did they put him in jail, by the way?
Oh, the guy
from Florida?
The Lieutenant Dan down in Florida. Yeah. Yes, they did for like not moving his boat into a safe area.
Oh, is that what it was?
They arrested him, yeah.
Got it. Well, Deshaun Watson, his season's also over. Ruptured Achilles. The Raiders play the Chiefs on Sunday. That's not looking so good. Antonio Pierce, though, we're trying to win games. We're not tanking.
I think as we keep going through this, there's still a lot of football left. The season's not over. We're not tanking. We're not trying to lose games to do anything better for the future. Hell, we're trying to be the best team we can. And right now, we're not a good team.
No, not a 2-5. Not a very good team. And Lions wide receiver Jamison Williams suspended a couple of games for PED use. Week 8 opens Thursday with the Vikings. And look at you. You got another prime time game. Vikings-Rams on Thursday night. The NBA season begins this evening. Couple of games. Knicks and Celtics the first. Here is one Jalen Brunson. Hoping to build on last season, but also understanding. Here we go. We're 0-0 again.
We want to take a next step. We want to be better than we were last year. But I think for us, we can't like look past. We can't get back to where we were. We can't get back to game 7 in the second round. We have to start all over again. And I think that's the beauty about all of this. You never know where you're going to end up. Obviously, we want to get better. And we're going to use last year's definitely as motivation to continue to pursue our goals.
Also goes to show, too, how freaking difficult it is. And when you're that close to not win, like the Mets just didn't get to the World Series. If you get to the Super Bowl, you don't win it. Like, it's got to be very difficult.
And significant changes for a team that was successful. So that was a team that wasn't going to stand pat. And, you know, of course, lose a couple guys free agency wise, but they had to make the trade, and they did, and they're going to look completely different. That's the thing, and they do have two really top end defenders on the court. And I guess three if you want to count Josh Hart, OG Anunoby, and of course Mikal Bridges.
Who Josh Hart? I saw the article. He's confused with his role or something like that. I don't know if you saw that the other day. It was in the paper Sunday. So LeBron James and the Lakers play tonight. First real official game. He will have his son on the team with him.
It's a different feeling. You know, when you go to work every day, you want to, you know, try to, you know, help each other. If it's a bad day for him, you pick him up. Vice versa. If it's a bad day for me, pick me up. So, like, that's just, you know, it's things that we can do, you know, that doesn't even need words. We could just look at each other and know, like, okay, so that's pretty cool.
Lakers.
I kind of feel bad for that.
This is the most narcissistic move of all time.
I feel
time.
Bad for him because he again, like, you know, if you watch the highlights from preseason, he doesn't belong on the team.
No, he doesn't. I mean, this is what LeBron wanted all along, regardless of Bronny's talent level or story. And what you need to do, in my opinion, as a parent, is let him forge his own path. You know, you give him the opportunities to do it, and obviously being LeBron James opens up a lot of doors, but at some point he's got to earn it himself. And just to bring him onto that team when he doesn't deserve it to satisfy his dream is just, it's going to screw him up more than it's going to help him.
Buzz, no buzz. The Griffies will be in the house.
Not buzz. No buzz at all.
It'd be one thing if Bronny were the first overall pick in the draft or something and yes, really was. Of course. An incredible basketball player. There would be a lot of buzz around this.
How about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. was on the Eagles?
Yes. That was very cool. And yeah. John running on the Giants in that game. That's very neat. I do like that. What'd you call it yesterday? Cool or eh?
Yeah, is this cool or eh?
It was no buzz, but cool or eh.
All right, so what is it, eh?
Jerry and I thought it could be kind of cool.
No. I said, what I said was, a little of both. The whole idea of it is, but if I could get the photo of the four of them to put next to my Griffey Sr., Griffey Jr. photo that I have at home, that would be cool. But this whole thing is,
Okay.
So I would say no buzz. I'm with G on that one. And you've got the Rangers Canadians tonight, Devils Lightning, Islanders Red Wings, and then the Liberty will get a ticker tape parade on Thursday to the Canyon of Heroes in New York City.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You've got the Giants in the same situation as the Jets record-wise, but of course it feels like they don't have much of a chance to get back into any sort of conversation for the playoffs, and the discussion will turn back to whether or not you leave Daniel Jones in there because of this injury guarantee, and they'd have to pay him and all the money that would be on the books for the salary cap next year, and then they would sit him down to play Drew Locke. But just one more time, because this could get very, very dicey in talking about this and trying to get into the all the contract language. Isn't it only a guarantee for next year? Injury guarantee on the cap if he's unable to play next year.
Yes, he has to pass an offseason physical.
Right. So if he got hurt, let's say.
Yes.
This year.
Let's say he gets hurt and has, say, what Brandon Ayuk has.
Well, he just had that.
Yeah, but if he has it again.
All right, so he tears another ACL.
Depending on how late in the season it goes and then when the, you know, I guess they could probably say that you've already come back from it once. You could come back from it again. There's always an argument as to whether or not a player, like, look at Tua, for instance.
Yeah.
So Tua gives a press conference yesterday. I'm coming back to play. Are you going to wear the Guardian cap? No. You know, I've been symptom free for the last 3 weeks. I want to play. I want to be out there. You know, and everybody's second guessing him. The media is asking him all these questions. He's basically answering all the questions the Dolphins want to hear. You know, of course they want their player back, but they also don't want to be on the hook.
Sure.
For some guaranteed money if somebody had told him don't go back in there again because, you know, you risk your future life with another concussion. And as Tua was trying to explain yesterday, it was his decision, his family's decision. He loves playing football. It affords him a lifestyle that he's able to feed his family for their, you know, life-changing money, all of that stuff. And for some people, it doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean anything. But for somebody like Tua, who's living his best life in his eyes, he wants to play. So believe you me, the Dolphins love hearing that.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
For a lot of different reasons.
Right. So I just... So everybody is talking about, hey, man, you know, Daniel Jones without Andrew Thomas, you know, if he gets hurt, you know, that's the worst thing that could happen. I mean, I think that's it's not just like him getting hurt. I mean, he's got to be out for the rest of the year and then unable to come back next year.
It's got to be a really, really significant injury. Let's hope that doesn't happen. I'm not, you know, nobody wants to root for that. But you saw it. I saw it. Phil saw it. You know, we all know that Josh Zudu is really not a tackle. He's a guard. And they tried to put him out there, and initially, as the game started, they got the ball out quick. There really was no pressure. But then, as Daniel was holding on to the ball, all of a sudden, you could see that Josh had a really hard time over there, whether it be against Sweat or whether it be against N'Kobe Dean, who was coming a couple times. I mean, it was just like he was on roller skates. And it's not fair to ask a guy to do something that he's not that's not his thing. You know,
right.
and they're only pressing him into that situation because of injury. He should be internally in a guard's position because it's just obvious that the top-end pass rushers, which they will be playing this week in Pittsburgh, they have two of them, and Highsmith is back now. It's going to be even more difficult, I think, to get something done on the road, although the Giants tend to play better on the road because I think Daniel's unencumbered by the home crowd.
Conrad and Cherry Hill, our pal. What's going on, Conrad?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Love the show as always. And I'm glad you guys were at the stadium on Sunday to get to feel the pain that we've been feeling watching this Giants team. And if you look at Deontay Banks, they need to bench him, and they need to figure out what's going to happen with this kid because it's been the entire year, that's all that he's been doing. He played uninspired football. And that's all that I see on the field. If you look at this regime, which and you look at the Hard Knocks, and I think that was really telling. They know football. You know, they played. You know, they were part of an organization in Buffalo that's doing well, and it was part of that turnaround. So I know Coach Daboll could actually coach an offense, and is pretty good at it. But when you look at the product on the field, and you look at their draft pick, whether it be Evan Neal that's not playing. Whether it be Jalin Hyatt that's not doing anything, Deontay Banks has been dogging it all year, and some of the Josh Ozudu, who they drafted, who's, you know, you get nothing out of them. As a fan and as a person that really want to see this regime continues, if Daboll continues with Daniel Jones, there's no way at the end of the year that the owner, I think, is going to keep him when Belichick is sitting over there. And by the way, I love the spots that he do with the Manning brothers. He's so informative, and I love seeing coach that way. But when you look at the Giants, we have to do something about Daniel Jones, or else if they will just sit there and not do anything, because he already said he was trying to bring a spark, I think you can't just run with Daniel Jones at the end of the year. I think you got to make a move and see what you get from there. Because, yeah, you know, at the end of the season, you're not going to keep them anyway. So why go down this path? We already 2-5. There's nothing here. Put Andrew, listen, if you put Luck there, and you show that you were trying to make something happen, at least us as fans and even ownership could be like, look, okay, you know what? They tried.
Yeah, the problem is, Conrad, you know, and Drew Locke didn't help himself. When Drew Locke got into the game, I mean, the second he touched the football, he dropped it. It didn't look like he could make any throws. He needed to go in there and get the offense moving, and then you could have a conversation about it. You know, and Brian Daboll is asked, you know, why go back to Daniel? He goes, well, I think he gives us the best chance to win, and he's probably right. So,
I go back to what Bill Belichick said about the Patriots. So, Gerard Mayo said, you know, in passing, you know, my team seems to be soft. Belichick comes back and says, hey, the same players are on defense. We're the number one team against the run last year, and that shows the toughness of a team. That's when he was coaching that team, by the way. Mm. And so it's the same players. So what's different? The difference is who's coaching the players. Here's the thing about what Brian Daboll and the Giants tried to do this offseason. They brought in a new offensive line coach. He was the coach with the Raiders. Really solid offensive line coach, highly respected around the league. And they go out and they bring in Illuminor and Runyon because they want badass guys. They want guys that have got some, you know, juice to them. They want guys that are nasty and got, as Phil was saying off the air on Sunday, I said, you need to say this on the air. You want guys that have some red ass.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You want some guys that got some pushback, some fight, some competitive juices and desire. And even those guys who are on the field got manhandled by the defensive line of the Philadelphia Eagles. But really where it all comes from, and I bet you if you would ask Brian Daboll, and I hate putting words in a coach's mouth, but I bet you if you asked him quietly to the side, are you getting enough from your quarterback when it comes to the competitive attitude and desire on that football field to bring the best out in the 10 guys that he's got on the field with him? It's okay to yell at him. It's okay to, you know, point them in the right direction. It's okay to go over to Malik Nabers and say, hey, kid, you know, I don't need you talking openly about how open you are when I'm standing back there. If you think I'm standing back there in a phone booth, maybe you want to come back there and stand there with me. You know, I mean, it's okay to take charge because, you know, the quarterback's always going to take the slings and arrows of the criticism. And that's where Daniel Jones is right now. And this offense is averaging 14 points per game. Think about that. That is the second worst offense in the NFL behind the Miami Dolphins, who are only averaging 11 points a game, and that's due in large part to Tua's absence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.